Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." At 3 p.m., Peter and John went up to the temple for the service at which one of the daily sacrifices was made. As they walked through the city gates, they met a beggar who was strategically placed to receive people's money as they went to worship. Beggars knew that worshippers often gave them gifts, and so the man looked at the apostles expectantly. Peter told him that he didn't have any money, but in the name of Jesus, he healed the man. With these few words, Peter made it plain that what he was doing was continuing the ministry of Jesus, who only a few weeks before had walked through those same streets. Nearly 2,000 years have passed, but it's still our privilege to continue the ministry of Jesus on earth. In the name of Jesus, we can pray for people and seek their salvation and healing. Amid all of the materialistic wealth and apparent sophistication of our society, we continue to be surrounded by people who are in great need. In every street of our land, there are lonely, sick, confused, and unhappy people who need the loving, healing touch of Jesus. We need to find a new boldness to speak out in the name of Jesus and to offer them the life that he came to bring. So often the church has hidden away its message of good news, which is the exact opposite of what Jesus asked us to do. Jesus is still telling us to go with his risen authority and share his life with others. So let me ask you a question. In what way does Peter's boldness challenge you? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for Peter's example. Help us to find many opportunities to bring healing and salvation to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.